I was born in Maryland, but I don't remember it. I moved to Kentucky as a baby, and Kentucky is the home that I have known. I grew up here in Kentucky. I went to all the school from 1st to 12th grade, and Kentucky is absolutely the land that formed me. Its culture is always in my ears, and its minerals are in my bones.
Your writing is both fiction and nonfiction. How will readers see and perceive Kentucky in your works, for those who have not read your work?
Well, it depends. In some of my novels, the landscape will be very familiar to them if they live in eastern Kentucky, because my new novel, Flight Behavior, and a few previous ones, notably Prodigal Summer, are set in a rural southern Appalachian landscape that could well be Jenkins or Whitesburg or you know, any number of little towns. When I set fiction in a small town, I don't name it as a real small town. I make it fictional because I don't want some real little town to be overrun with, you know, literary tourists, or even for it to seem overwhelming to the people who live there for any reason. In a bigger city, you can do that. You know, you can set fiction in Seattle or New York, and the people in those cities will walk around, you know, perfectly unbothered that another novel has been set there. But if you set one in Jenkins or Pound, everybody would be looking over their shoulders saying, well, that didn't happen here. So for that reason, I keep the specifics, you know, of geographic naming vague in little towns, but it's all real. I mean, well, and of course, even, I mean, the fiction, I don't mean to say I write fiction about things that have really happened, but my fiction is embedded in the truth of how life really is.
Which brings me to that question about many writers who identify themselves as fiction writers, others who focus primarily on nonfiction. You seem to pretty much walk the line in the middle. Why is that the case, and how does it come about that you are comfortable working in both realms?
Well, I am a hybrid. I do walk the fence because the grass is greener on both sides. I really enjoy having the tools at my disposal to write a nonfiction narrative if that's what's called for by the subject, or to write a novel if the subject and the theme that is sort of possessing me at the time really calls for a novel and is large enough to really fill a novel with characters and plot. Or it might be a poem. I write poetry also, and essays. I have worked as a journalist. I'm comfortable in these many genres because I grew up thinking I was going to be a scientist when I grew up. Everything I studied in college and graduate school was sort of with that aim, to be a scientist. And I'm quite grounded in the real world, in empirical fact. But my heart always wanted to be a novelist. It just didn't convince my brain for a really long time. I always wrote. I always loved reading stories and reading great novels more than anything.
Now that Flight Behavior is off the ground, as it were, what's next for Barbara Kingsolver?
When I finish this book tour, I will go home and spend about probably 2 weeks just cooking, knitting, hanging out with my family, doing all the things that I've missed when I'm on the road.
Enjoying the holidays.
Enjoying the holidays. And then, of course, I will turn excitedly to the next book, because for me, the most exciting book is always the next one. So I have already a lot of ideas for the next book. Definitely a novel.
Barbara Kingsolver promised to follow up with us when her next book, another novel, is published.